KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Hi, I'm Judy Redlick, and this is Encounter. Have you ever had a relative or a friend that was a Jehovah's Witness, and they felt trapped? Or you didn't know how to share the gospel with them? Well, today, my guest is Kay Meyer, and she is the founder and president of Family Shield Ministries. This is a ministry that was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and it's grown throughout the years. And I'm just excited for you to meet my friend Kay and learn about all the great things that God has done over the years through this ministry. And by the way, he could help you too if you're struggling in a cult situation. Kay, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you, Judy.
You know, I think you and I have known each other about 30 years. That makes us both sound pretty dated, doesn't it?
Yes, but I think at least 30 years. Absolutely, yes.
So when did you start Family Shield Ministries, and what was the reason, the impetus behind why you started it?
Yeah, well, I always tell people the ministry was born as a nonprofit in 1994, but it began in 1981 when the Lord took this stay-at-home mom who didn't read her Bible too often and led me through my daughter's encounter with a Jehovah's Witness to decide to witness to a Jehovah's Witness. And that encounter with Kathy turned my life upside down and made me realize I don't know enough about God's Word to defend my faith against false teachings and dangerous beliefs. It was because of Corrine, her good friend from her Lutheran school when she was in second grade, was the stepdaughter of Kathy, who was the Jehovah's Witness. And Kathy and her husband lived within two blocks of us, and so Corrine was invited to spend the night at their home. And they asked Corrine about our family and our prayers and what we believed about Jesus. So she came home saying to me, "Mom, Amy's stepmother and dad are Jehovah's Witnesses." And I'm like, "Well, what's a Jehovah's Witness? I have no idea, but my pastor said they're considered a cult," and I didn't know what that meant. And I started studying and asking people, what do Jehovah's Witnesses teach? And that's what led me eventually to witness to Kathy. And as I said, that first encounter turned my life upside down and actually helped me grow in faith because I got into God's Word.
Isn't it funny how cults help you grow in faith? If you're a Christian and you want to witness to someone that's in a cult, you have to dig into God's Word to find out how do you refute this teaching that they have.
Absolutely. And that's what happened to me. I mean, I spent a long time preparing to witness to Kathy. Then when we did meet, she told me Jesus wasn't God. He was just a man, a good man. And I remember banging my hand on the table at her saying, "He is God. My pastor told me he is, and I believe what my pastor teaches. And I'm going to learn more to help reach you." And that's what the Lord kind of laid on my heart. I needed to know God's Word. And over the next some 6 years or so, I read through the Bible at least once, the New Testament, over the years at least 50 times, because I needed to know what God's Word said, and that's what helped me grow in my faith. I was a Christian, but I was a baby.
What about Kathy's family who lived two blocks away? Did they ever become Christians because of your witness?
Well, I spent years witnessing to them, but they are today still practicing Jehovah's Witnesses. One of the things we learn through our ministry is we can witness, but it doesn't always result in them coming to know Christ. Prayer is powerful. We continue to pray, and we continue to witness to those that God leads us to share our faith in Christ with.
So after you started learning more about the Jehovah Witnesses, how did you start Family Shield Ministries?
Well, Family Shield Ministries grew out of my work in evangelism. I was chairman of evangelism at Ascension Lutheran Church from 1981 to 1994 when we became a nonprofit. And Family Shield doesn't just talk about cults. Our mission is that we are Christians that care about families growing in Christ and equip them to witness to each other and to the world. But one of our large ministries, besides our radio ministry and podcast, is our counter-cult ministry, which is what we're talking about right now. I began Family Shield Ministries as a nonprofit in 1994. And from 1981 to 1994, I did all the same ministry things that I still do today. A lot of sharing my faith with various people that God brings into my life, helping equip, doing educational programs. But we became a nonprofit, a 501c3, in 1994, and we are a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
And when did you start your radio program?
In 1996, January 1996. We began on KSIV in January 1996. And we started on just one station. Today we're on 54 stations around the United States, as well as our podcast, which is on over 15 podcast platforms.
Wonderful. So how do your shows and your podcasts differ, and how can people reach you so they can get more information about them, how they can find them?
Yeah, the topics are the same. We do the same topics on our radio program as we do on our podcast. The difference is how you obtain them. If you're listening to a radio program, you have to be in the vicinity of that station to find it, and we have all of our stations listed on our website. But the podcast is available to anyone that has internet. So it's much more accessible for anyone that wants to listen. The topics are very diverse. And so on our website, you can put in grief, and all programs that have dealt with grief will come up. You can put in Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons and topics that we've done with either ex-Jehovah's Witnesses or ex-Mormons or experts in those fields will come up depending on the topic that you put in. So the podcast is just a little more accessible, but the radio program, of course, is wonderful for those that live in the area of the stations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's FamilyShieldMinistries.com.
That's right.
Is
yes,
your website. FamilyShieldMinistries.com. You have a theme verse that really got your name, Family Shield Ministries, to stick to your brain.
Yeah. Yeah, the name Family Shield Ministries is based on Ephesians 6:16. Take up the shield of faith. And that verse goes on to say, Satan is firing flaming missiles at you every day. And the shield, you put it up to deflect those flaming missiles. And I think as we look at the word family, who in today's world is not more under attack than the family that God has instituted and is so important to helping our children grow in faith and come to know Jesus as their Savior and Lord?
That is absolutely true. You know, as a Sunday school teacher, we always work with our kids on looking in the mirror every morning and put on the shield of faith, the gospel shoes of peace, the belt of righteousness, the belt of truth, the Bible, which is your sword, and put those on every morning. And I forgot one. It is the breastplate of righteousness. And don't forget to put those on every morning, because you can run into the fire then, and God will protect you with that great armor. And those are listed in Ephesians 6:10-18. And I love sharing about those with others, because it's the armor God gives us to be protected. And even as the world gets crazier and crazier, we can depend on God's armor, especially the sword, to learn what His Word says. And we can be strong, and we can be there, and we can be protected in every minute and every second. So, Kay, you started out in 1996 with your radio show. And when did you start your podcast?
2017. So it's not been that long, but it's just another way that God has allowed Christian ministries to have another tool to share good resources. And really, individuals and families need to find good Christian resources.
Now, you and your husband, Chad, live in the city of St. Louis. How does Chad feel about your ministry and the rest of your family? Yeah. What do they think?
He's very supportive of Family Shield Ministries. He's been a wonderful partner. He's never gotten actively involved. He's not on the board or anything like that. But he supports me. He encourages me. He helps us as a volunteer. He's driving today up to pick up some of our envelopes that our graphic artist has produced for us. And he's just a wonderful partner for me. So very supportive of the ministry and what we do.
So I'd like to ask you again before we take a break to give people a chance to go to your website and look at all the things that you do through Family Shield Ministry, you and your team.
Our website, Family Shield Ministries, you spell out the entire word, family, three words, familyshieldministries.com, and you'll get to our homepage. And then many resources on the website. One of them is our recommended links. And I encourage people that are looking for other resources to take a look at some of those different topics and links that are on that as well.
Kay Meyer, the driver and founder of Family Shield Ministries. Kay, we're going to come back because I know that it's not just the purpose of the show, but it's the stories of life's change that probably drive you to continue leading this ministry and sharing the gospel.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Stay tuned right after the break. We'll be back. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Hi, I'm Judy Redlick. Welcome back to Encounter. Kay Meyer is my guest. I don't know if you've heard of Family Shield Ministries or not, but they do so much to help bring families together, whether they're Christians, whether they're in cults, whether they just have family issues. A lot of times those people are listening to the Family Shield broadcast, whether it's on internet or on radio, and God uses it to help change their lives. Kay, thanks for joining me again.
Thank you for having me, Judy.
Now, stories. I want you to share with our audience some stories because some families might think, oh, nothing can happen with my family. They are so messed up.
Oh, wow. You know, families are messy. There is no doubt that there is no perfect family in today's world. We are all sinners and we all have problems. So one of the things we do through our ministry is that we have a response center, or we sometimes call it the follow-up services. And many times people are calling us because they've heard either one of our programs or some snippet of something that we've done, and they have challenges and they want to know about resources to help them. So the challenges are many. Alcoholism, pornography, drug abuse. We have one of our ministry partners that has grown from being a non-Christian to a beautiful Christian whose daughter died of a drug overdose some years ago. And yes, it was hard for her, but she continues to share her faith every day, and she's been a blessing to our ministry as well. So we touch so many people through our response center. They call us, they write us, and we touch them sometimes very briefly and other times where we mentor them and help them grow in faith. And I can share several stories if you would like. One of them that we just finished working with, and we're never totally finished, we stay in contact, is Jeanette and her daughter Jasmine. And we are currently striving to expand our mentoring missionary work, because this type of thing comes to us all the time, but we don't have someone designated to work in that area. I began talking to Jeanette, Jasmine's mom, when she was referred to us by a Lutheran pastor in Pittsburgh. And Jeanette was a fallen away Christian who had never heard that she was saved by faith alone in Jesus Christ. And when we told her that, she wanted to learn more. Tell me more. Where are the Bible verses that say that? And I realized as I did study on that, there's a lot in the New Testament about the fact that we're saved by faith alone. We usually quote Ephesians 2:8-9 and a couple other popular verses, but the thief on the cross is one good example. We worked with Jeanette about 2 years and then just stayed in contact with her, continued to pray for her daughter Jasmine, who was involved with a controlling cult, and that's why Jeanette contacted us to begin with. Jasmine got very depressed during the pandemic, and her mom just kept telling her, you're in a cult. And finally, Jasmine realized she had been involved with a controlling cult, and her mom encouraged her to call us, and we started mentoring Jasmine. She told us that this group had told her, if you confess a sin and then do that sin again, you weren't really sorry and you're not forgiven. They told her, you can be perfect without sin. You don't need to sin anymore. All kinds of crazy things that are untrue. And all it did for Jasmine is scared her to death. She thought she was going to go to hell because she couldn't be perfect. And so for her to come to us, one of the things she said on one of the first few times we talked is, Mrs. Meyer, I'm afraid I'm not really a Christian because everything I learned came from them. Would you help mentor me in the faith? Help me learn. Help me find a church. And so we did. We did that. We worked and mentored her. We helped her connect to some of our resources, many of them podcast and radio programs that talk about who is Jesus and what has he done for us, what does God's word mean, and why is it important to our faith, and just some of the basics, Bible studies we did with her. And she has grown, and the last time I spoke to her, she said, Mrs. Meyer, I was just living in fear every day. Now I feel good, and I know that Jesus will forgive my sins when I ask, and that I have forgiveness and eternal life. I mean, what a blessing.
Awesome.
To be able to work on a weekly basis, mentoring people that are so caught up in legalism.
Yep. So let me ask you this. Maybe some of our listeners are saying, well, I have friends that are in cults and in weird religions. How do I work with them? How do I talk to them? Give us 3 or 4 tips that we can take away.
Well, I think one of the issues is make sure they're really a cult. I just finished, we do a monthly email newsletter, and the one I just did is, what is a cult? What are 4 signs of a cult? And I have that available for anyone that would like us to send it to them, because the first paragraph is, people don't understand what that term means, and if they're in a different denomination that have a Christian denomination that teach a little bit differently, the first thing they say is, it's a cult. And what I say is, in the 4 signs of a cult, you have to have all 4 of those signs to actually be a cult. Most of the time, as I talk to people, it's really just, I was raised in this denomination, and now my daughter's in that denomination, and they do this and this, so they must be a cult.
So, Kay, to get people started, what are 2 of the 4 signs that make something a cult?
Well, there are 4, but the one, we usually work with Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, so I'm going to talk about those 2, is that they say they're the only true religion. And both of those organizations say they are the only true religion. That's a key concern. And secondly, that they say you must do good works to be saved. And they're never going to say you're saved by having
by grace.
faith
and
alone
grace
in Jesus Christ and grace. Right.
And how can people get a copy of your newsletter so that they can look at all the signs of
sure.
a cult?
They can email us at witnesstofamily@gmail.com.
That's witnesstofamily@gmail.com.
Right. And that is on our email newsletter, so it's also attached to our website. All of our newsletters are on the website, and we also put them on our Facebook page.
Great. So Kay and her team have been on the radio since 1996, on the web since 2017, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and witnessing to people and helping people out of cults and different challenges that they face. And, you know, Kay, when you first started, before 1981, did you ever think that God would open such a large ministry for you?
Never. Never. If people knew me back then, I am still a pretty quiet person, except when I'm on the radio for some reason, I talk a lot then. But I was never had no desire to do something like this. God totally and radically changed my life when I met Kathy and witnessed to her and got into God's Word. I mean, it totally changed what I wanted to do, and I did have that desire then from then on to do something, whatever the Lord led me to do. And because I loved radio, that was one of the key components of it as well.
And you have a degree in education, so you're inquisitive as well.
Right. My undergraduate degree is in elementary education with a minor in early childhood, and a master's degree in media communications because I had a learn this media realm, and it changes every day in today's world, doesn't it? Yes.
It certainly does. Well, Kay Meyer has been my guest. We've been talking about Family Shield, a ministry that has been around for a couple of decades now. And maybe you need some help learning how to witness to people who are in cults, maybe some of your neighbors, maybe some of your friends, people at your workplace, and you feel uneasy about witnessing to them about Christ. You can go to FamilyShieldMinistries.com. That's FamilyShieldMinistries.com to find out how to really begin witnessing, how to study God's Word, how to get there in depth so that you have solid answers for those friends and coworkers. Kay, we just have a couple of minutes. What would you like to share with our audience?
Well, I think one of the things that we also talk a lot about is that when God gave us this go and make disciples, the going should be into our homes first, not stopping there, but that God has given us often, if we're parents or grandparents, children to nurture and help grow in Christ. And that's part of the going, that we go into our homes and love those children and help them grow knowing their Savior and Lord and helping them learn age-appropriate material, devotions when they're little and devotions when they're teenagers are not going to be the same, but helping them know Christ and living our faith and modeling our faith as well because we have to do both.
Well, and we are sometimes the only Bible a family sees.
You bet.
And if we don't model how Jesus would want us to model, they're going to see the wrong thing. They could get caught up in the wrong thing because of how they see us. So it's important every day to pray and ask God, God, use me today as a witness for you. Show me how I can reach each of these people that I come in contact with and give me the insights into what they need, an encouraging word that I can give, a story that might change their life, because you never know who you're going to see from day to day.
Very true. That is so true, Judy.
Now, your children, have any of them started to carry on the ministry of Family Shield Ministries?
I thought they would, but I don't think my daughter or her family are going to take over Family Shield Ministries. But we as a board of directors are praying for the Lord to open the door for the funds that we need to hire our next executive director and other staff that we feel are important and needed as we continue to grow the ministry. And we know God has instituted this ministry and put his banner of blessing on it, and he will help us find that person and we'll move forward under his guidance. That's what we're looking for.
Kay Meyer, founder of Family Shield Ministries. You can go to familyshieldministries.com to learn more. Kay, thank you so much for being my guest today.
God bless.
Judy Redlich. Thanks for joining us.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.